On Tuesday, New York City's Economic Development Corporation will announce a group of winners who will receive free fiber optic installation. It's the second year of a program that aims to give small and medium-sized businesses faster broadband speeds. But as Chris Massa reports, some companies have to think twice before committing to fiber.
Most technology companies start small, a few employees and a good idea. To save money, many decide to set up shop in a co-working space, like So Techies in Midtown. Nancy Gonzalez manages the space.
This is our general co-working area. We have full-time and part-time members all working on this side. Some of them are teams, and some of them are just single workers.
The company's 50 clients share the long row of desks running down the railroad-style office. There's not a lot of movement, just a few mouse clicks and some keyboard strokes. But online, they're flying. That's because So Techies was one of two dozen winners of last year's Connect NYC Fiber Access Challenge. It's a program where the city pays for the installation of a dedicated fiber optic connection that provides faster service. Gonzalez says that for a co-working space, speed is key to getting more business.
I actually had people call and ask us to give them an ETA, and then when it was finally in, they actually came in and like ran tests. I know that for them, at least, it was like key.
The new fiber connection is almost 70% faster than the copper cable service the company used to rely on. So Techies founder, Jason Giuliano, says that it's not just dot-coms and tech startups that crave faster speeds.
We have some video production companies where they're doing final cuts and they need to upload it to the cloud, where a job would take, you know, hours now takes a few minutes.
The free installation saves companies up to $50,000, but that's where the support ends.
The grant doesn't cover the actual service contract.
That's Dan Blank, the founder of Bureau Blank, a strategy and design firm and another winner of last year's contest. After pricing out the monthly service costs for dedicated fiber, he actually turned down the installation.
As a small business, it just wasn't at a price point that made sense for us.
It costs more to have better internet service, a lot more. So Techies pays almost $2,000 a month for its fiber connection. That's a 500% increase over its old cable service. Bureau Blank couldn't justify the expense, and it's not alone. Andrew Ruchet, a serial entrepreneur and chairman of one of the city's largest technology groups, worries that that puts the city at a competitive disadvantage.
New York City is woefully behind not only the rest of the country, but other cities around the world in recognizing that broadband is a critical infrastructure like water and electricity that is essential to its economic and social health.
New York City ranks only 8th in the nation in overall broadband speed. That's according to broadband testing company Ookla. It's also far behind world cities like Hong Kong, Singapore, and Paris, all of which offer speeds at least twice as fast as those in New York.
The problem is that New York City is in a global battle to reinvent its workforce and to succeed in the 21st century hyperconnected global economy. And the businesses need to be able to access the fastest connection speeds possible in order to be able to make their businesses succeed.
Other cities in the U.S. are trying to get ahead by installing more fiber, says Susan Crawford, a law professor and former technology advisor to President Obama.
San Francisco, Chicago, Seattle, Boston are all looking at major plans to ensure that there's cheap fiber access.
Crawford says New York could achieve that by making better use of the miles of unused glass tubes already in the ground, or dark fiber. If the city can develop a plan to lease more dark fiber at affordable rates, there could be greater supply of faster internet connections. But so far, it hasn't done that. And that's one reason why it's still so expensive.
In New York City, the cost to lease dark fiber is many multiples of what it is in Stockholm, Singapore, Paris, London, Amsterdam, and a bunch of other places.
For now, Dan Blank and his company, Bureau Blank, are stuck on the sidelines, waiting for the fastest broadband speeds at lower costs.
What my hope is that as more buildings and more neighborhoods adopt fiber access, you know, the prices will come down and it'll become accessible or at least competitive to the other services like cable and DSL.
Earlier this year, Mayor Bill de Blasio appointed Maya Wiley as his point person on broadband. High on her list of priorities, untangling the city's options for expanding high-speed access. For WNYC, I'm Chris Massa.